We are joined periodically by Senator Al Franken to talk about issues of importance to Minnesotans, and he is with us this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
I understand you're beginning hearings today on a bill.
I am. I'm actually, this is a continuation of hearings. I'm chairman of the subcommittee in Judiciary on Privacy, Technology, and the Law, and receiving testimony today on something called stalking apps. And I'm trying to get rid of these things called stalking apps. Now, what's a stalking app? A majority of Americans now have smartphones, and the companies that make the software on your phone, including the apps, can track your location at any time. And that can be a very good thing if you want to know where the nearest pizza place is or the nearest gas station is. It's a very useful technology, obviously, and I use it all the time. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the abuse of this technology. For example, when I started investigating this a couple years ago, the first piece of testimony I received was from the Minnesota Coalition for Battered Women. And it was about a woman in St. Louis County who went to a county building to go to a domestic violence program. She had an abuser. And 5 minutes after she arrived there, she got a text message from her abuser asking her, "Why are you at this county building? And are you going to the domestic violence center?" And she was terrified, and they took her to the local courthouse to get a restraining order against the guy. And soon after she got there, she got a text message from the guy, "Why are you at the local courthouse? Are you getting a restraining order against me?" Now, what this abuser had done is put an app on her phone that was imperceptible to her, and it's called a stalking app. And he was tracking her wherever she went. And these apps pretty much advertise themselves as such. And this has become an enormous law enforcement issue and far more common than you would think. Nearly three-quarters of domestic violence shelters and service providers have reported the use of these stalking apps. And in fact, one of my witnesses today is Detective Brian Hill from Anoka County. And he goes around Minnesota and teaches law enforcement and domestic violence prevention advocates about these apps and how to find them, how to get them out of the phone. And my bill, which I have reintroduced earlier this spring, would make these apps illegal. And we're going to be talking about that today in the hearing.
Senator, is that something that the individual would have to have possession of the phone in order to install it, or could it be done remotely without them even being aware of it?
Most typically, you have possession of the phone. I think that's how you have to do it. So you have to get alone with the phone for, you know, a few minutes.
But that's relatively easy to do in most cases. Somebody leaves the phone, and it's easily picked up.
That's what happens, and it leads to, you know, in cases, it leads to homicide. It leads to all kinds of, and it's an amazingly prevalent now problem.
Does what's being proposed in the bill, does that have any impact on the ability of law enforcement or other agencies to employ similar technology for locating purposes?
Yeah, basically what the bill would do is make these things illegal to sell, to market. And we can confiscate the income from these, illegal apps. A woman typically can go, it will feel like there's something wrong here. I'm being, my ex or my abuser knows everywhere I'm going and will go into a police station and says, I think maybe I'm being followed on my smartphone. And unless that unit knows what this is, it's very hard to detect this, and they need some expertise in this, and that's what Detective Hill is. Among other things, he's a forensic electronic officer, and he teaches this, and there are programs that are available to be able to detect these and then get rid of them. But very often, this has a lot of ramifications for women. Some of these women don't have a lot of resources. They're actually, because of their in this relationship, it affects a whole lot of their lives. And sometimes they can't afford to just get rid of their phone.
No, no, not with the idea of trying to replace it then. It's considered a considerable investment for them.
And you need your phone. You need your phone for work. You need your phone for all kinds of things, obviously. To live life these days, you need your phone. You know, and that's what the testimony will be receiving today. We have a number of experts, both from the federal government and from domestic violence folks. We have folks from the industry that makes these, you know, that self-regulates and these, you know, all the technology on smartphones. And I've been working with them to try to do this in a way that really captures the malware, the malefactors, mm-hmm. the bad guys.
Would you anticipate much resistance from those that are actually producing the apps and making money?
Well, yeah, the ones that produce stalking apps aren't going to like this.
Yeah.
Because this is going to put them out of, you know, the hope here is to put them out of business. So they're not going to like that. But legitimate people who aren't making apps so that you can spy on your mm-hmm. on your ex and stalk her, that's what we're trying to do. There's a fine line here. People obviously want to keep track of where their kids are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's important in many cases and something that parents should be able to do. But in that case, either you should have the child be told every once in a while by the phone that your location is being tracked.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have, in the rare case of just an incorrigible child, or you have someone very unfortunately with mental illness or something that you need to keep track of who may be an adult child, you can get a court order. But otherwise, Detective Hill has made this point, if you don't have that, then you have stalking apps. Then there's nothing you can do.
Senator, is there anything that folks, if they'd like to register their support for you on this bill, is a recommended way for them to do that? Would that be through your website, do you think?
Yeah, you can go to my website, well, franken.senate.gov, and gov is G-O-V, not G-U-V.
Well, Senator, I know you've got a busy day.
I think that's the most important thing I've said.
So we thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to you speaking again in the future, and best of luck to you.
Thanks.
All righty.
You too. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.